Jill Scott.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. Got a little cold.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here, and yeah. I'm happy to
I'm
be
happy
here.
You're here.
Thank you.
And amazing job
Thank
in baggage
you.
Claim.
Thank you.
Gail, Miss yep. Gail, honey.
Uh-huh. Gail
yes.
Best.
Introduced you from the audience will see you just making this move on this passenger. Girls out. Girls out. Was that? I can't see you doing that. I don't know why.
Because I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that, but Gail would.
Gail was really aggressive.
She was about that life.
But she was a free spirit. I love that.
Absolutely. And she's a little loose,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she didn't care what mm-hmm. anybody thought about it.
Yeah.
Not at all. I like her.
Was it an alter ego building? Did you build an alter ego with Gail?
I have thousands of alter egos.
Okay.
Thousands
okay.
thus far.
Okay.
Which my mates in life have really enjoyed.
Okay. Sometimes you have to have them to keep the spice.
I just have
working.
Them because I get bored.
Yeah.
You know, so I know who I am, mm-hmm. but I like to be other people sometimes.
I love you because you believe in love.
Yes.
And you've given love so many tries. I love that. The yes. last time we talked about love and we talked about the importance of women no longer being coy or playing coy.
Right.
And I've embraced that. In this character, with this movie.
She's not.
Nobody was playing coy, really.
Nobody.
Okay.
Hardcore. Everybody was in it to win.
Now, what do you say to women that feel like they should hide in trash cans and duck in windows? And
I mean, that's a lot. That's uh-huh. a lot to do.
Yes.
But if you want to know, if you really want to know what's going on,
yeah.
I don't know. A trash can might be the thing.
Has that ever happened to you? Or have you ever given someone advice to jump in a trash can?
No, or? I've never given anyone advice to go hunting. I think if you look, you're going to find it. So mm-hmm. that wouldn't be my advice mm-hmm. unless you already know.
Mm-hmm.
If you already know, you already know. So there's no point in acting like you don't. But I have been the stop in the middle of the night at the spot real quick just to see. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Laying in the cut and looking.
Mm-hmm.
I have been that.
Mm.
But you're not going to catch me. Mm-mm.
Looking crazy.
No.
I did that.
Yeah.
I went to a hospital. The guy I was dating, he was expecting a baby, I found out. And I went to the hospital when the girl was delivering. I was drunk. And I'm so glad that he didn't know I was there.
Oh, God.
Because we probably wouldn't even be here sitting there talking at the table. So
exactly.
It was an eye-opener for me to see that. So your advice to women when they want to find love?
I mean, wow, to find love. I'm hunting myself. I would say take your time.
Yeah.
You know, don't jump in so quick. That's what I've learned.
Okay.
Seriously, mm-hmm. that is what I've learned. Because mm-hmm. at this point in the game, there's a lot of men who have acquired much mm-hmm. that want to spend time for a moment. They're not looking for anything more than that. And if that's not what you're looking for, if you're not looking for a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. you're just looking for something to do, go on and enjoy yourself. Have a great time.
Have fun.
Go ahead.
Enjoy
but
being
if you
single.
Want more,
yeah.
if you really want more, then act like it. Treat yourself like you want more. Mm-hmm. And if he's too busy, the one that you really like, or he's got too many women, that's not your dude.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it pushy.
Love it.
Yes. That's okay. That's my philosophy on it all.
I was going to ask what you wanted your fans to take away after seeing Baggage Claim, so that's it.
I think that folks need to look in their own backyard a little more.
Okay.
Sometimes that one that's just been hanging around and mm-hmm. been really genuine to you is more than a friend.
The boy next door.
You got to look and see if there's something in you about this person that sparks passion, because that's important.
Okay.
Super important. There's something in that person that sparks passion in you in many ways, not just, you know, horizontally
mm-hmm.
or vertically. It depends. But I'm just saying, if there's something about them that sparks a passion, they incite you to want to be better,
mm-hmm.
smarter, work harder, mm-hmm. acquire more, travel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You have to choose someone who is attempting to be better
okay.
and wants you to do the same. That's a good match. That's a good partner.
Yeah.
And if they find, oh.
You won.
You won.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Trust them. You got to be able to trust them, too.
Okay.
That's tough. It's all a lot to ask for,
mm-hmm.
but you're worth it. I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am.
It's a lot of women that don't believe that.
I don't know
within
why.
Within themselves.
Yeah. A lot of us are looking for some thug dude. And sometimes thugs can be a great love, but
mm-hmm.
If they're just running around on you, You know, come on, boo. And it don't even matter if that's your baby daddy. If he's not treating you well and being kind and good to you and benefiting your life, please move on. Mm. And the same with brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, any guy who's dating someone who is not being beneficial, mm-hmm. that's not your lady. Mm-hmm. Don't ask her to marry you. Please. Don't do it, because divorce is terrible.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how cool you are or how great friends you are. Divorce is awful.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks.
And it's expensive.
I'm not doing it again. Nunca not going down like that.